please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Guess who's here? It's Claudie Johnson. He's our city executive with Self-Help Credit Union, and he's got great news.
Good morning, Francine.
Talking about disability rights, we're going to be talking about assistive technology event that you're going to have.
Yes.
So folks with disabilities, you could talk about someone in a wheelchair.
Yes.
But then you could talk about somebody who needs a hearing aid.
As well as, you know, individuals that are having vision concerns. You know, there are special goggles that they can get to help them see. Think about color blindness and things of that nature.
Is that a disability?
Yes, it is considered.
Learning disability, does that
Learning
count?
Disability, it does count, you know, Francine. So you think about families with young people that have those learning disabilities, you know, that North Carolina Assistive Technology have resources, you know, for those families to help the child to be a better student and overcome some of the obstacles that they may have.
And I know Self-Help Credit Union is a nonprofit, right?
Yes, we are.
Is the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program Center a nonprofit? I know they do a lot of work in the community.
They are, yeah. So they're state-based. We also have partnered with Disability Rights of North Carolina. So those are our two partners in this venture that we've been going across the state holding these programs, you know, just make more people aware of what their rights are from a disability standpoint. And then Assistive Technology Center, they offer those demos, you know, so you can come in and see live demonstrations of their products and things of that nature.
This equipment is expensive. A hearing aid, period, for the good ones?
Very expensive. And talking with the program director here in Charlotte, you know, she was talking about the goggles. You know, so they range in price, you know, Francine, from $20,000, you know, to about, you know, $3,000 to $6,000. But what she says, and that's why the importance of the demos, is that she has not been able to see really a difference between the $3,000 pair versus the $20,000 pair. So, but if you don't know, if you're not seeing a demonstration, most people think more expensive, the better, right? Yeah, that's a great opportunity for you to come and see if the less expensive model works for you.
Right, or a generic brand. Or,
exactly.
So mark those calendars. We're going to be at 5501 Executive Center Drive right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program Center. So we can come there possibly if we have a child with a disability. Grandma's got a disability. We've got a disability.
Yes, entire family is welcome. It's a free event from 6 to 8 p.m. Food's going to be served. So some in the community may know and familiar with Creative Catering. So they're actually going to be catering the event for us. All are welcome. You know, we just ask that you RSVP so that we, you know, make sure, you know, we have enough food for everyone. If you call the Charlotte branch, and if I can give a phone number, 704-554-7201, and ask for our branch manager, Gene Auer. Like the clock, Gene can make sure that we get you registered accordingly. But again, it's a free event, doesn't cost you anything, but we just prefer, you know, to know how many people are coming so that we have enough food.
The catering company needs to know if you're coming.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, other examples of assistive technologies are hearing aids, cognitive aids, including computers or electrical assistive devices. I'm thinking about those smart computers, even smarter than the ones we have that talk
Absolutely.
To you.
And again, those are some of those tools that, you know, kids with learning disabilities, or specialized computers, things like that. You know, another, you know, example, because we had one last year in Charlotte, a young lady was in a horrific car accident, was immobilized or paralyzed, you know, so needed a specialized bed. We were able to, you know, provide some assistance for her to get that specialized, you know, bed so that she can be at home and her parents can take care of her accordingly. So, and the success with that, just to follow along with that, Francine, is that this young lady has since graduated with her law degree, you know, from the University of Dayton, and talks very highly about, you know, that resource that was provided to her, you know, by the state and self-help, you know, to help get her through some of those challenging times.
If you're just not tuning in, you better mark those calendars so you can meet Claudie Johnson. He's the city executive for Self-Help Credit Union. They're having an event. Mark those calendars. It's December the 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. So you made it really a good time on a Thursday that we can come out.
That was the thought.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yes.
Because
yes.
The weekend, you know, we already got the weekends planned.
Exactly.
It's the holidays. We got to go shopping.
Right.
But if you're in the mood for some assistive technology, this is the place to shop.
Correct. See some demos. We also are going to have some vendors there as well. You know, so some organizations, you know, that work with individuals with learning disabilities, for example, or speech therapists, you know, they will be in attendance as well. You know, with your audience, if you have some businesses that work, you know, in that community, you know, they are more than welcome to set up a resource table, you know, free of charge. Again, we just need to know that they're coming so that we can have ample tables.
And they're going to have ample food for us, too. According to the United States Department of Education National Institute on Disability and Rehabilitation Research, just over 6.8 million community resident Americans use assistive technology and devices to help them with mobility. So that includes what? 1.7 million wheelchair or scooter riders and millions of others who have other mobility devices. There's a lot of devices out here because I'm thinking of folks I see who are, you know, they carry around their oxygen.
Yes.
I see more of that in D.C. I'm like, what's going on with the air in D.C.?
I know the air across the country, right? Yeah. So self-help, we actually participate in that space, you know, as well, where we offer a certificate of deposit that people can invest in. You know, that we call it the green CD, and that allows us to look at, you know, different things that are going on within our world, you know, from a sustainability standpoint to see how we can have an impact.
So tell us more about self-help.
Yeah. So
credit union.
Exactly. Thank you, Francine. You know, so our mission is economic empowerment for all, and specifically people of color and women. And we do that several ways. You know, home ownership is the big way, because our belief is that if you can purchase a home, then that helps you build equity. And then that equity creates generational wealth, you know, for individuals. So we try to eliminate some of those obstacles that people have had in the past around obtaining a home, like down payment, where we only require 1% down. Credit issue, because we understand life happens, you know, so we accept folks with a 580 credit score. If they're not there, we have some products and services like our credit builder account to help people build credit to get up to at least that minimum level of 580. Because, again, it's our belief that if we can get folks, you know, into a home, creates that wealth. It also, again, when you think about health issues and things of that nature, it creates stability. You know, that if you have a home, you, because right now what's happening, especially when you think about our community, you know, a lot of folks are being displaced. You know, so by owning a home, maybe that takes some of that risk out of play. Families are feeling more stable. And then we've seen where it's increased, you know, test scores, you know, from young people, you know, things of that nature, because they have that stable environment.
Gosh. And then you feel a little sane.
Yes.
You know, from that month to month rent thing that's going on, and it could go up next month.
Correct.
It could get, you know, we're just going to tear the building down. So guess what? You got to go someplace else.
Yes. Yeah. With that in mind, we're actually working with the Lake Arbor community that's been displaced, and they've been going through that. And we actually have been meeting with some of those the displaced residents at a hotel. And we're talking about families. It's sad. Some of them have been working for years. They have some resources, but they're not familiar with, you know, hey, how do I go about buying a home? You know, so we're offering some workshops, you know, to talk with people about, hey, here's how you buy a home. And let's sit down and talk about your individual situation. And are you ready? Or if you're not ready, what needs to happen to get you ready so that we can get some of these families out of these temporary situations, to your point, to create some of that stability and sustainability.
Oh, before you leave out, you got to talk about the help builder, because I don't know anybody on the planet who doesn't want to raise their credit score.
Yes. Yeah. So the credit builder, great account. Folks come in for $500, $1,000, you know, so you pick the number. We will advance that to you. So you don't have to put the money in the account like some of the prepaid accounts. We will advance that money because you're getting a loan, put it into a savings account for you that's in your name. And then over the next 6, 12, 18, 24 months, you can repay that loan. And then once that loan's paid off, then that money that we put into the savings account is your money. But by you making those on-time payments every month, that's what helps you build your credit. Because it's been determined from a credit scoring standpoint, you know, that 35% of our scores are based off of how we make our payments. Utilities as well. Going back to home lending, that's an alternative method that we can use to get people to qualify, is that we don't just rely on credit score and the credit bureau. We can look at alternative methods like utility bill payments and things of that nature to help qualify folks, or those individuals who have been renting for a certain amount of time. We can get information from their landlord that they've been paying on time for the last 1 year, and we can use, again, that as a qualifier to help people to get a mortgage.
Where have you been all our lives? Like, wow.
Yeah, we've been here, Francine. We've been around since 1980. We're headquartered in Durham, but we're fairly new to Charlotte. We bought a credit union about 3 years ago. It's called Greater Piedmont. That was based in Pineville, North Carolina. And then recently here in April, we relocated that branch to Charlotte. So that's where my role was created, to get out and make people aware of self-help. Because, again, we've been around, we've been doing some great things in other communities, and now we want to grow and expand and do those things in Charlotte.
Mark those calendars on Thursday, December the 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Our new best friend is here. It's Claudie Johnson. He's our city executive with Self-Help Credit Union. This event, even if we don't have a disability, I bet just coming will enhance our awareness about people with disabilities. Then we can meet Self-Help Credit Union at the same time.
Exactly, yeah, because we'll have a table there, obviously, Francine, to talk about the things that we do in the community. And you're absolutely right. Disability touches us all. So all are welcome to come learn about the disability concerns with some of our neighbors and how can I help and participate. So you're absolutely right with that.
I don't want to let you go, but I got to let you go. If you had some wise words to share with our audience this morning, what would it be?
I'm a certified financial planner, by education, Francine. So for me, it's live below your means. If that's the one thing and takeaway that I can give to folks is live below your means, because that's going to create opportunities for you to build wealth. Because by living below your means, that creates some of that disposable income that you can, if you have debt, you can accelerate paying off debt. If you've not created that emergency savings fund, you can now save money because you're living below your means. And we don't like to talk about it, but budget from the standpoint of know who's in your pocket. Because if you don't know who's in your pocket, you can't save money because you don't know where the money's going.
Would you say, on average, calling out no names, even yourself, would you say that everyone basically has one of those habits where they spend more money on food, or they spend more money on cigarettes, or they spend more money going out to bars?
Yes.
Everybody seems to have their little, I want to call it a vice.
Vice, mm-hmm. You can call it that. Absolutely, we do. And what tends to happen, it gets perpetuated because we're not tracking how much we're spending. So the only thing we're thinking of, I bought my cup of Starbucks, my cup of coffee at Starbucks. It cost me, I'm not a coffee drinker, what is it, $5?
Minus three. Three shots of espresso.
Okay. But if you do that every day.
Can't do it every day. But when you do, it's a treat.
Right. If you can do it that way, then it's fine. But if you're not tracking how often you're there, then that's when it adds up. It can become a challenge.
Do you like certain apps that help?
Yeah. So for individuals, mint.com is a free resource. Most banks and credit unions, offer where they help you track your expenses because as you're using your debit card, they're categorizing it as a utility or food and things of that nature. So, but at the end of the day, Francine, it's not what you use. It's just making sure you're using something. You have to be tracking. So it can be on the back of an envelope, back of a napkin, but just make sure you're writing down that when you're going out and spending money, I went out to eat and it cost me this much.
We can still be happy if we budget.
Absolutely.
This just seems like a sad life, but being broke is a sad life too. All right. You can RSVP, and I need you to do that now at 704-554-7201. You need to ask for Gene Hour, just like the clock. Say, hey, Gene Hour. I want to RSVP for that event that's happening on Thursday, December the 12th. And he's going to say, yes.
Yes. You're on the list.
They'll have enough food for you and everything. Thank you.
Thank you, Francine.
Log on now. It's self, S-E-L-F, hyphen, help, H-E-L-P.org. That's for Self-Help Credit Union.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.